Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10-minute top-up, our 10 of 10, and if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. And bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction, the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this awareness, in this realization, in this aligning of this unfailing truth, that it is the Spirit of God that gives us life, let us be particularly focused as we take in our three deep breaths to center ourselves. Inhale. Expand the diaphragm, lower the rib cage, and take in this God-energizing breath of life. Hold. Slowly, gently release. As you take your second deep breath in, drop down into the heart space, the cave, the sanctuary. Take a deep breath in. As you take your third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present for the next 9 or 10 minutes as we consciously deepen down in the source of all that is. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. I'd like to begin by sharing from Psalm 107. I'm just going to share half of the psalm with you today, and the other half I will share with you next week. The psalmist says, and this is Nan Merrill's version of the Psalms, as always, "We give thanks to you, who are the source of love, whose light shines forth throughout the universe. Come, awaken our hearts, that we might do your work. For without you we can do nothing. 'Tis your love that loves through us. Gather us in from all the lands, from the east and the west, from the south and the north. Let all those who are hungry and thirsty, whose souls are faint within them, cry out to the most merciful to give them succor, to nourish them with healing love. For fear cannot live where love, grace, and gentleness abide. Enter into the great silence, where you hear the voice of the beloved, who satisfies the hungry soul and quenches the thirsty with streams of living water. Yes, attune yourself to the small, still voice within. Stay true to your heart's center, for through your inner being, truth and wisdom are heard. The resource to break all bonds is found there too. Has no one ever told you that truth is written on the scrolls of your heart, that the beloved dwells therein? faithful pupils of the light. Awaken to the knowledge that lives within you. Come out of the darkness and gloom. Break through the fears that hold you prisoner. Do you not know your destiny is to be a light unto the world, a bearer of peace and harmony? Oh, let your light shine as a ray of the radiant one's own light. And know yourself. Let your aim be to recognize who you are. Aspire to live as sons and daughters of divine love. To enshrine the earth with divinity. To honor all relationships as sacred. And to live in peace and in balance with all living things. Acknowledge the sacredness of every path, albeit different from your own. In this way, you honor the great mystery and the wonder of all life. Remember always to offer grateful hearts in thanksgiving to the one who lives among us. O divine beloved, the infinite intelligence, the great mystery, the transcendent, that which is above and beyond all names and labels we could contrive to give you. Touch our hearts, our minds, our spirits, that we may awaken to the radiant light that is always shining within us. And as we awaken to our own inner light, may we see and recognize that same light shining in and through all of your creation. All nations of this earth, all creatures of this planet. Divine beloved, at this time which seems so dark and dismal, may we truly shine the light of love and the light of peace and the light of wisdom and truth. Wherever we may go, wherever we may be. Let us be the divine conduit through which your presence, your power, your love shines and radiates through. To heal, to restore, to renew, to remind each other that we are one with you and we are one with another. In these times of tragedy, where people are seeking to make their personal statements of what they believe is truth for them, and in the process hurting and maiming others, may we hold the voice of compassion and forgiveness towards those that know better. As we show compassion and forgiveness, may we too know it for ourselves. We ask for our blessings upon those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, not only in yesterday's tragedy, but across the globe, where there are hundreds and thousands dying every day. Their lives too matter. For they too are expressions of your divine life. So as we hold in our hearts peace and love for all mankind, as we hold it for our families and friends, our communities, our country, for all countries of this world. We know as we continue in the season of non-violence that we are the place where your divine light and life shines through. So create in us a worthy heart and to be a worthy vessel of your infinite, unconditional, unchanging love. Divine beloved, infinite creator, thou which art transcendent, the infinite and great mystery of life. for all your blessings, for your endless grace, for your infinite mercies. We are ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we come into our prayer of protection. Repeat after me. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so it is. Beloved, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our usual Rev-ing Sunday Soul Connection, and the clocks go forward. And it's Mother's Day, so big celebrations. Have a wonderful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again in spirit. God bless.
Thank you.